The Sun Prairie workers, along with about 14,000 other Goodyear workers at 12 plants in the country, walked out on October 5th. They were demanding the company promise not to close a plant in Texas and a guarantee that retiree medical benefits would not be cut. Jeff Robinson has worked at the Sun Prairie plant for 13 years. He says the contract the company finally offered last week satisfies those demands. His only regret is the 3 months of salary he lost.
So that's money out the door that you don't see again. But the strike was worth it. We secured the benefits for all the retirees. You know, their insurance, their prescriptions, you know, that didn't change at all, so they're covered. Because we're going to be where they're at now.
Robinson says he lived on savings during the strike and might have been able to last another month before money would have started to get tight. Meanwhile, the strike had only a minor effect on those who sell Goodyear tires, according to the editor of the trade magazine Modern Tire Dealer. Bob Ulrich says dealers told him demand for tires never wavered.
As the strike wore on, the supply became a little tight, and it cost the dealers a little bit more to get that same product. When they couldn't get the product, they had to go to other brands. That, of course, isn't a good thing for Goodyear, but overall, the strike didn't last long enough that there was a real problem.
A Goodyear company spokesman wouldn't comment on how much money the company lost during the strike. The new agreement still allows Goodyear to close one plant next year and cut wages for new employees. The company's stock rose to an all-year high of $20.38 on news of the strike settlement. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.